I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I trust you're having a great time this week with all of your techie things. We got to play with our techie things. Those are things that flash and beep and glow in the darkness. Not your eyes. No, if your eyes are glowing in the darkness, something is up. You know what I'm saying? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And you know, I mentioned at the very beginning of the netcast something very important. And that is that we are sponsored this week by GoToMeeting with HD Faces. And I want to just start the program off letting you know how important it is that GoToMeeting is our sponsor. And you can support us by supporting them. And they have an excellent, excellent product in GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You know, this summer, you and your coworkers and your team, you probably are working from all kinds of different locations. You're scattered all over the place. You've got people on vacation. But I'm telling you, just because you're away from the office doesn't mean that business stops. Things just keep going on. And, you know, we're busy right now. And since we're busy, both at work and at home and on vacation, the only way sometimes we can get together is electronically. And that's a good thing. And that's why GoToMeeting is so awesome. I recommend GoToMeeting to you because you can meet online with clients and colleagues from anywhere. So GoToMeeting by Citrix Systems allows you to collaborate on files and plans online. And now with HD Faces, you can just use a webcam like this Logitech 910 webcam I'm using right here to turn your online meetings into group HD video conferences. You can even participate in an HD Faces meeting from your iPad. Dude, you can connect from wherever you are, whether you're at the vacation, beach, park, the kids, the backyard, it doesn't matter. You can connect and collaborate with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to go to the GoToMeeting website, www.gotomeeting.com, and enter the special code word podcast. You will be able to get a 30-day free trial of GoToMeeting with HD Faces. That's what I want you to do. Go for it, because you will benefit, your business will benefit, and I'm telling you, once you use it, you will think, how did I ever get along without this? Okay? Alrighty, well, let's talk about what's going on this week on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv. And we want to talk about some of the things that we have on the blog. First up is SkyDrive. You know, it sounds a little like Skynet. Yes, if you are a Terminator fan, you know that Skynet is bad. You don't want to fool with Skynet. Well, anyway, SkyDrive is from the evil empire, Microsoft, but hey. Anyway, SkyDrive features will be in Office 2013. Now, I talked about last netcast about how Microsoft's getting all social on us. Well, part of what they're doing is they're also getting cloudy. Yes, they're moving stuff to the cloud. And the SkyDrive features in Office 2013 were discussed in a Microsoft, you know, press release kind of thing. It will be available to download in the preview version so that you can kind of get a feel for it. And that preview version is out. If you go to the link in the on the blog, you can go to that link and get the preview version, try it. And basically, they're tying in their SkyDrive cloud-based storage into Office 2013. So check it out, okay? Oh! Yes, that drum roll tells us it's time, once again, for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Ghostery. That's not a bakery for ghost. No. Little puffy pastries. No. Never mind. I think of very strange things. Anyway, Ghostery is software, as it is obvious since it's Geek Software of the Week, not Geek Pastry of the Week. Just saying. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week. This one is important. Now, after I posted this, I had an interesting discussion with one of my coworkers who came running to my office and said, Dr. Bill, what's the matter with you? I said, what? He said, you said that Chrome, Google Chrome, was the safest web browser. I said, yeah. He said, it's not. And knowing this particular individual, I said, what do you think it is? Internet Explorer? He says, of course. No. No. I will say this, though. In his defense, okay, I will say this. Internet Explorer 9 is much better than Internet Explorer 6. Yes. Not saying much, but yes. Internet Explorer 6 was terrible. The worst browser ever. Particularly in terms of security. I mean, in a lot of ways it was worse, but security was terrible. Really terrible. So, 7 came out, was better. 8 came out, was better. 9 came out, and it's even better. But it still ain't Google Chrome, dude. I'm sorry. You can fuss and fume all day long. This is my show. Yes. Besides, if you just go out and surf the web, go to Google or Bing or... Because I know you love Bing. You're a real Microsoft dude, okay? Anyway, go to any search engine you want and type in safest current web browser. And you will find that all the various experts say that it is indeed Google Chrome. And that's because Google Chrome puts everything in a sandbox. Now, not a real sandbox that you play with a shovel in. No. A sandbox is what they call it when you encapsulate everything and protect it from actually affecting your system, which is why Chrome is awesome. And even he admitted it was fast and you know, reduced footprint and all that, and that's good. But anyway, I digress. The point is, I said in the article here that if you use Google Chrome with Ghostery, this week's Geek Software of the Week, you're doubly safe. Because what Ghostery does is protect you from all those evil web infection sites. You go to some site that you think is just a nice, ordinary, plain website, and it tries to infect you on purpose. Well, Ghostery will keep you from being infected. It will basically check for anything that is there that doesn't appear to be there. Right? Thus the ghost reference. You see what I'm saying? It'll also keep you from all kinds of other malware. You can control what companies you trust more than other companies. It's just a good thing. Know what I'm saying? Okay, next item. Final Fantasy III is coming to Ouya. Ouya. I like saying Ouya. I want to get one when it comes out officially. What is Ouya? Ouya is, as we talked about last week, the open source gaming console. And it's going to have all kinds of open source games, and it's going to be awesome! Well, guess what? Final Fantasy III will be on the Ouya. They've made special arrangements for that. It's going to be good. And the Ouya website announced, this morning we're honored to announce that Ouya is partnering with Square Enix to bring you one of the most beloved franchises in gaming, Final Fantasy. We will be kicking off with Final Fantasy III, which will be the launch title on Ouya. This will be the first time gamers outside of Japan can play Final Fantasy III on their televisions through a console. But that's not the end of it. We're promising to deliver Final Fantasy III like you've never seen it before. Hironobu Sakaguchi's... I'm sure I butchered that. The Game Master will probably hit you over the head. Third installment in the role-playing game franchise. See, he knows Japanese and I don't. will be updated to exploit Ouya's high-definition resolution and glorious graphic detail. For those of you who are new to Final Fantasy, we'll offer a free demo so you can give it a go. Previously unreleased in the U.S. until it appeared as a 3D remake for the Nintendo DS in 2006, Final Fantasy III was widely referred to as one of the missing pieces in the FF Final Fantasy series. Ouya players can now proudly claim this as a piece of the puzzle. Yes. Okay, Microsoft, next item here. Microsoft rolls out Outlook.com. They're converting away from Hotmail, which I admit, I have somewhat mixed feelings about. Hotmail was cool in that it was HTML, Hotmail. Get it? That's yes. Some of you never knew that. You were just sitting there blithely ignorant, going through life, not knowing that Hotmail came about as a play on words of HTML. Yes. I like these trivia things. Anyway. So, Microsoft, of course, their email has long since been known as Exchange on the server side and Outlook on the client side. And so now they have started Outlook.com. So you can have an Outlook.com email address. Whoopee! There you go. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I mean, I could go on with a lot of other stuff about it. There's going to have a billion mailboxes, and they're going to do things, and I don't really care. It's Microsoft. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, we're going to actually have, because this is the 250th episode, I didn't even mention that. I'm remiss. The 250th episode, dude, of DrBill.TV. And in order to commemorate that, we want to have a Game Master segment. So if I can get the Game Master to join me at some point in the very, very near future, before the netcast is officially over, then we will have one. He actually has a few things to talk about. He's been doing some very geeky gaming things. So he'll join us one way or the other. I'll have to hog tie him, put him in a chair and put a rope around him. You know, what are you going to do? Anyway, hang in there for the Game Master segment. Yes, and it's time for another Game Master segment. As he blasts out with his voice, the Game Master went, "What?" Because he's not fully awake.
I'm yawning.
Yes, he's yawning because he's tired and it's late at night.
Caffeine.
And it's a Sunday evening. And I just made some noise, but that's okay. So, we're talking about Guild Wars
2.
2.
Yes.
Dos.
Yes.
In the old Espanol.
Yes.
Yes. Although it's not technically a Spanish game per se.
No.
No.
It is, in fact, American. I had to check my facts for a second. Because the publishing company, NCSoft, is actually Korean.
Yes,
but
and
the people who made it, ArenaNet, are American.
And they speak American, not English.
Sure, if you like.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. This, as I understand, is a special, or is this indeed the special run-through that you were doing, kind of a beta test, or is that another one that I'm thinking of?
Yes, no, well, there have been words. Occasionally they form sentences. Anyway, there have been 3 beta weekends so far.
Uh-huh.
That have been beta tests.
Yes, and you've been staying up very late doing them, apparently.
Anyway, well, the first one was actually in April, I think.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't there for that one. Technically, I wasn't there for the second one either. I did play the third one, though.
Uh-huh.
That's where most of my experience with the game comes from, in-game. But I've been doing a lot of research out of the game to learn stuff.
I see.
There's also been a few stress tests that have met with varying success.
So I assume that a stress test is not getting on a That you run on and have stuff hooked up to your heart
They're stressing their servers out to see how much they can handle.
Ah, so you're actually providing a service for the people running the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're not paying you any money to do this.
Well, that's quite all right, because they're paying me with game, and the game is amazing.
I see. So what makes it a... makes it a game?
Well, you see.
No. What makes it amazing...
Well, first of all...
It is actually late.
It actually is. What? So, first of all, some background.
Yes.
Guild Wars 2 is obviously a sequel.
You would think.
Clearly. The first Guild Wars was, as far as I know, the first massively multiplayer game to ever go with a free-to-play subscription style, where you didn't have to pay every month in order to play it.
Ah, yes.
So that was a really groundbreaking experiment that ArenaNet tried, and it worked wonderfully. I mean, the game was hugely successful, obviously, otherwise there wouldn't be a sequel.
Yes, and if you wonder what the bonking noise, it was me putting this Diet Pepsi, which I call all salt drinks Coke for no reasonable reason. Kleenex. And so I was putting it into this giant cup of ice from Burger King that the Game Master was using earlier, and so now I am partaking.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so Guild Wars 2 is also free-to-play. You do not need to pay a monthly fee. You just buy the game itself, the disc, and you play, pretty much.
So the disc basically just gives you access.
Yeah, it gives you the game client, which I already have because, you know, beta.
Server game.
Yes. Yes, it is. So yeah, the blah, blah, blah.
So you say.
This is a bit late for anyone to actually be taking advantage of it, obviously, given the game comes out this month. But they had a deal going on where if you pre-order the game, you could get into the beta events. So that's obviously what I did.
Ah.
And as far as I know, the last one was a few days ago.
So do I even want to know how much it cost you to actually buy the...
$60. Same as all games these days.
Okay. I suppose that's good.
However, the Ultra Special Super Edition was $150.
Yes.
I did not buy that.
It came with a gold-plated Darth Vader 6-foot doll that stood in the corner.
No. No, it came with a 12-inch figure of a char, and chars are a species in the game.
Yes.
And, and one thing I would have actually bought that thing for if it wasn't $150... was the making of book. I would love to have that book.
True, being a game design type person.
I'm actually gonna watch eBay once the game comes out and see if someone is selling that book on eBay.
Ah,
I would love to have that book.
So help out the Game Master by selling your book on eBay.
Or just sell it to me directly. That'd be fine too. Or just give it to me if you want.
I mean, yeah, that's even better.
Anyway,
help a young mind.
Exactly. One day I'll be making these games for you. So you're welcome. I don't know.
You're right.
Right. Anyway, so Guild Wars 2 is awesome.
And we still haven't defined the reason for the awesomeness.
Yes, so there's a lot to talk about with Guild Wars 2.
Mm-hmm.
It might have to be like a continuing thing. But in short, Guild Wars 2 is trying to redefine the MMO genre. Because
mm-hmm.
for a very painfully long time, the MMO has been defined by the earlies, the EverQuest, the World of Warcraft, the whatever else. I don't really keep up with the genre that well. But pretty much all the games follow the same structure. You make a character.
Mm-hmm.
Your character is roughly exactly the same as all the other characters out there. And you go around doing all the exact same quests that are boring, you know, text boxes that say, go fight this many goblins and bring me their teeth. And then...
bring you their teeth.
Yeah, I mean, okay. The quests they give you make no sense in the context of the world. Or if they do, it's still just a, like, veneer to hide the fact that it's the exact same quest that you've been doing the past 30 levels. I just don't enjoy that kind of gameplay. You know, I need a story to go with my game. That's just how I play.
So, are you saying that it is indeed short on story?
The classic, excuse me, MMO is very low priority on the story. You know, they have one, but it's only really there if you're willing to read huge text boxes that most people just skip through.
Okay, so... So, Guild Wars 2, though...
They're trying to fix that.
They're trying to... Okay, got it.
So, they're making everything more dynamic and more action-oriented, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, instead of quests, you now have what they call events. Events are just happening in the world. So, you come across them, and they're just there. So, like, in a classic MMO, let's say this guy tells you that all these ogres are attacking his home village, and if you don't stop them, his village is going to be destroyed. Oh no. You get there, there's a bunch of ogres standing around talking to each other, and just kind of making generally threatening motions towards some villagers, but not actually attacking anything. They're just kind of standing there until you show up. Mm-hmm. With events, when you get to that village, the village will be under attack. Huts will be burning, people will be dying, and you need to stop it. That is what Guild Wars 2 is trying to do. And they've done an amazingly good job of it so far. I mean, we haven't seen the whole game yet, obviously. It hasn't come out yet. But we've seen the opening areas, and they're impressive.
So I take it that what you find in the beta playing, if you find bugs or whatever, you report them, and they actually fix them.
Well, yes, of course.
And have you done that?
A few times, actually, yeah. But, I mean, by the time I got to it, most of the major bugs have been fixed. I came in pretty late in the process.
Yeah, because you got in on the later versions, but
yep.
Still, finding bugs, that's good. I mean,
it's a pretty cool feeling when you get to send off a report and say, hey, I found this, can you deal with this? And then they actually do.
Yeah, cool.
It's very cool. That's the other thing, too, about Guild Wars 2, by the way. ArenaNet, the developers, are very involved in their fan base. They're very communicative with us. Is that a word? I don't even know.
That is a word. It's without the stumbling. Yes, that's a word. It caught there somewhere.
Yes.
Happens to me quite a bit, as you well know.
We're aware. We're aware.
So, all right. So, basically, new game going to be released.
August the 28th.
August 28th. Cool. Which is... actually shockingly close to your birthday.
It is, actually, yes.
And the birthday of which he'll be 20.
Yes.
Which is also shocking. anyway. So, okay, so new game will be out. It will be then available for everybody. And since you were in the beta, you will be in the real game because you bought it.
Clearly, yes.
So does that mean...
Actually, that reminds me.
Yes.
This is also important to know. You can, if you do pre-order it, get in on the early head start, which is basically 3 days before the game officially launches, the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
People who have pre-ordered it will get to start playing the game for real.
Ah. So, and at the same time, the character, or characters, whatever, that you created to play the beta will be available in
wiped.
The actual game.
No.
Oh, no, it'll be wiped.
They get wiped.
Dude.
Well, the reasoning is that everyone needs to start on an even playing field when the game launches.
I suppose.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, you know, I don't imagine this would be the case, but there's the possibility that you could create a character, and then by the time the game gets to launch, some, like, aspect of your character gets removed from the game, because it doesn't work properly.
Oh, yeah,
because
it was a beta thing, and...
Exactly, like a hairstyle or something that doesn't exist anymore,
yeah,
for example.
Or maybe some amazing power that...
Was
now
just too broken.
You know, it was too cool, and too many people were winning too quickly, so they took it away.
Which has kind of been happening some in PvP, actually. There are a lot of people complaining about, in particular, I think the warrior class and the elementalist. I think it's the elementalist, are being kind of reviewed for brokenness.
Interesting.
I personally am playing the warrior when the game launches.
So do you think that, given that you're studying game design at High Point University, that this is actually...
Sponsor?
Huh?
Sorry.
Not a sponsor technically of the show, but,
no.
You know, we'll just insert a slick hint there. But, no, I'm saying that does that help you at all in your studies in terms of giving you street cred, let's say... You know, in the game design world. I was a beta tester for... I mean, obviously not like you can put it on... Well, maybe you could put it on your resume.
You probably could. I mean, I'm not generally... when I play betas, I'm usually playing it to try the game out before I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to actually, like, beta testing. But I did actually do some beta testing this time around because I really want this game to do well. I want people to find out about it. I want it to do really well. Because I want people to know that this is the kind of game that people are looking for. At least I'm looking for. I don't know about people.
Yes, well...
maybe people are perfectly happy with their cookie-cutter games. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, anyway...
So, yeah,
I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of the mindset of a game designer. You get to see the inside track of how one is developed and beta tested. And...
that's why I want the book in particular. Yeah. I really want that book.
Cool.
Looks so cool. Anyway, so I haven't actually talked about the features of the game that much.
That's true, and we're trying to keep this to a...
minimum, yeah.
...somewhat reasonable length. We're already about at the 13-minute mark.
Do you want to make this like a thing? Like a weekly thing to come back to?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay. So I'll talk, I guess, game mechanics next week.
Okay.
Or sounds whenever. Good. I don't want to promise next week, but
and,
probably.
And maybe... we'll do it like every week, and then by the time the game comes out, they'll have a good introduction to it and be able to join you in your quests.
Yes, quite literally. And I'll probably also try to do like some mini reviews of like each individual profession, because I've tried all 8 of them in order to pick the one I like the best.
Cool.
There was much trial and error that went into that beta.
You can actually see, I'll wave my hand, if you look over behind Ben's head, you can see me in the reflection of the window there and the lights here in the studio, which is just trivia on my part of how we do these things. He's on the other side of the room, I'm on this side of the room, and we're doing the show.
Yeah.
There you go. So, do we stop here and pick up next week?
I suppose.
Alrighty, well, we'll do that. So, we had a Game Master segment for the 250th show.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun. And we'll pick up...
oh, that's another thing. That's another thing I need to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Possibly later on, but more in-depth. But the music. Oh, the music.
Oh, yes. Well, it would be better than da-da-da. So,
well, yes. Naturally.
Indeed.
It's all orchestral
music
and stuff.
Music is good.
It really is.
And he plays a lot of game music, believe me.
And the really cool thing about Guild Wars 2's music is it reminds you a lot of Guild Wars 1's music if you've played Guild Wars 1.
I see.
So it's very clever.
Cool.
Very, very clever.
Well, we'll call it here for this week. And remember until next time that the Doctor is out of here.
Way out of there.
Indeed.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto.